Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Justin, joined by my co-host.
Ben.
Also joined by.
The Peanut Gallery, that is Mike.
And then.
And Kyle, trying to get a toy to shut off in the background.
That's fun. And this is the Ben and Justin's Tinfoil Hat Society, where we talk about conspiracy theories, the macabre, and also pretty much everything Mike doesn't believe in.
That's too many R's.
Could be.
Is it macabre?
Bra.
A lot of people don't even pronounce it. They Frenchify it. It's just the macabre.
Macabre.
Which really sounds like a tool to me. Then again, when you guys bring up this stuff, you sound like tools. So let's do it.
No, I'm you.
All right. We've got a news story that dropped a few days ago that has to do with a previous topic on the show, USOs. Former naval officer raises alarm about world-changing underwater UFO captured on video. A report about a strange craft that appeared to defy both aerial and aquatic physics is apparently making a splash among the ex-military set.
Tim, I heard about this one too.
Galladay, an oceanographer and former naval rear admiral, who served as the author of a March white paper about so-called unidentified submerged objects, or USOs, that he considers it both scientifically invalid and critical to national security to study these phenomenon. Released by the newly convened Seoul Foundation, SOL, a think tank dedicated to studying what the military calls unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs, the 29-page report centers on a 2019 video taken aboard the Omaha off the coast of San Diego. The video, which was leaked to filmmaker Jeremy Corbell and verified by the Pentagon as a legit instance of naval-recorded UAP in 2021, raises more questions than it answers. And in both his interview and the Seoul Foundation report, Galladay suggests that the strange craft should be treated as a threat. Quote, pilots, credible observers, and calibrated military instrumentation have recorded objects accelerating at rates and crossing the air-sea interface in ways not possible for anything made by humans, end quote. That he wrote in the think tank's first report. While nobody can explain what exactly is going on in the USS Omaha video, the capabilities of the craft as documented could jeopardize American maritime security, Galladay told the news channel, which is already weakened by our relative ignorance about the global ocean. The fact, quote, the fact that unidentified objects with unexplainable characteristics are entering U.S. water space and the Department of Defense is not raising a giant red flag is a sign that the government is not sharing all it knows about all domain anomalous phenomena, the former naval officer continued, perhaps referencing the Pentagon's UAP hunting all domain anomalous resolution office, AARO.
It's too many acronyms.
I know. While UFOs generally get most of the attention, be it from the government, academia, or conspiracy theorists, Galladay and others consider USOs to be equally threatening as their flying counterparts, if not more so. Scott Christensen, the director of the U.S. Naval Institute, wrote in a 2022 editorial for Naval History magazine that although there has to date been, quote, no documented damage to a plane caused by a UFO, end quote, mysterious sea creatures and other USOs have presented the Navy with the greatest hazard. While there's a wide gap between little green men and the storied krakens of the deep, the military's main priority when it comes to unidentified objects or creatures in the air or in the sea is safety. And if there's video footage out there of world-changing crafts, as Galladay put it in his report, it's definitely something that's going to concern the Pentagon. To meet the security and scientific challenges, he continued in the Seoul Foundation report, transmedium UAP and USOs should be elevated to national ocean research priorities.
So weird shit's happening.
Weird shit. For sure.
You don't know how to deal with it. And who are you going to call?
Apparently, Tom DeLonge. He seems to know a lot about this shit.
Crazy. I think it's people.
Oh, you think it's, like, human craft?
I think it's either private rich people that have like access to this shit, or it's military. Everything's levels of clearance. You ain't got it, you can't get in. Also, Bob Lazar, what he said, scientists on his site weren't allowed to talk to each other. So he's working on X, this one's working on B, this one's working on Z.
Yeah.
No communication.
I don't.
So like,
well, that seems like pretty standard protocol. If you don't have anything to do with the other project and it's classified, then you're not going to do shit about it.
Yeah.
It all comes together. It's like The Fly. Like, he had a whole bunch of people, Brundle had a whole bunch of different people working on stuff. They sent it to him and he put it together.
Yeah, but if it's all alien technology, they totally should be talking about it. Because you're all nerd dorks.
Well, they probably...
Is that a technical term?
Here's the thing.
Yes.
If it is alien, right, and the two options are, our government knows that it's aliens, and they're just not going to tell us because, as a society, humans are panicky.
Truth.
And... they're just like, this is the working relationship we have. It is what it is. Or they have no fucking clue. And also, not going to tell us that. Because again, we get panicky.
Well, it'd make them look weak too.
Sure, it would. From the observations of people who've seen these things, like in the military and whatnot, that are just like, It's breaking laws of physics, a lot of these craft.
Yeah.
No independently rich person is gonna have that kind of shit. Elon Musk is super rich. That motherfucker barely gets rockets to leave the fucking planet.
I know. It's so dumb. Well, yeah. He said that like he's got like 6,000 satellites and he's never seen anything alien out there. So which either that moves it towards hollow Earth, or interdimensional, or people. The Bermuda Triangle Breakaway Society, we all agreed that that's real. Mike also said it.
Words never.
Mike said it. Where's Joe? Joe is just here. He can back me up. Justin?
No, he can backstab you up.
I don't.
That's how it works.
Did Mike agree? I think Mike didn't vote on that, did he?
If my memory serves me correctly, which vote. It never does, he said, and I quote, "I totally buy that," end quote.
That does sound like a very Mike thing to say.
I believe when the vote happened, I abstained. One of the few things in life I abstained from.
Well, it's out in the ether now, and everyone knows you're either a liar, or I'm telling the truth, or I'm...
Something in the gray area. Look, I think USOs are very important. I think they're a very important part of our history. They gave Bob Hope something to do when he had nothing else going on, and they raised morale for the troops. USOs are very important.
Yeah. I listened to Tucker on Rogan. And he talked about how people that came in close proximity with these things got, like, super sick, like radiation poisoning type sick.
Yeah, they. That's
and like that's it's a big thing. No bueno.
Hey, it's Joe.
So
hi guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're never gonna know. Until we get fucking invaded.
We're not going to get invaded. Think of it like this. They're nerds. They're going to try to, like, give us a vibe. They would do what we did to the aliens in Independence Day.
Then Randy Quaid after them?
They would do, no, they would try to download a virus into our computers, knock our tech down.
They've
no
done
communication.
It. They've done it. They've knocked nuclear missile silos down. They've powered them down. Yeah. But that's so we don't fight back. I'm saying we won't know.
Bro.
Nobody in power is going to come out and be like, yeah, the fucking aliens are real. Because again, as a whole, super panicky.
I would throw down with the gray.
Sure.
Those little meat suits with no muscular, stupid little belly, pigeon chest.
But they...
Let's go.
But they... They communicate telepathically, so they say.
Yeah, they can telepath these nuts.
Well, yeah, but, like, they could fuck you up.
Nah.
They could. Just turn Not you into me. A fucking drooling mess.
Nope. Nope, that only works on the weak-willed.
Okay. And you saw the Data in that movie. Data was all pushed up against the glass, like he was on a prison visit. And for like 30 years, he was mind-numb until they came back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's assuming they have suits like that.
But that's something to think about, kids. But that's not why we're here. The main topic today, the Mandela Effect.
I watched a lot of documents on this, a lot of documentations.
That's good, because I have some third-party commentary on this show. I met up with Pat over the weekend and hung out, and he talked one of his friends that he works with into listening to us, so we got another guaranteed listener.
Nice.
Who is really let down by the lack of research on this show.
Well, tinfoil hat stuff is not lack of research. Based on research.
We researched. We explained the whole Benny and Barney Hill story. Upsetting.
Thing specifically it was.
Was it the moon landing?
Yeah, I think it was the moon landing. He was a big moon landing fan.
Like, that it was real?
They just knows a lot of shit about the moon landing. I mean, apparently, this dude.
Hey.
Well, I mean, if you don't buy it, who cares?
Alright, the Mandela Effect refers to a situation in which a large mass of people believes that an event occurred when it did not. The term was originated in 2009 by Fiona Broom after she discovered that she, along with a number of others, believed that Nelson Mandela had died in the 1980s when he actually died in 2013. This is probably the most popular conspiracy theory on the planet.
The Mandela one?
Yes.
Which proves how fucking either stupid or crazy a lot of people are. Because the man was the president of South Africa for a while.
Now, I also want to, I'm going to throw it out there. It's so popular that Good Housekeeping has a fucking article on the Mandela Effect with 54 Mandela Effects examples that will make you question everything.
Oh, this isn't a ranker list?
No. Okay.
Good Housekeeping.
So, I think the craziest part of the beginning portion of this theory, like the reason why this theory was named this, right? I think the craziest part is that it wasn't the guy dying that set this in motion. Because based on what you just said, he died, what, 4 years after this became a theory?
Yes.
Right? 2009. He died in, what did you say, 2013 or 2014?
2013.
Yeah, so 4 years later.
Well, no. So what had happened was I think he was in the news for something. And the woman was like, oh, shit. Wait, he's dead. Now, there's belief that due to some people blaming on CERN, when the Large Hadron Collider was turned on, that we shifted dimensions. And that some people shifted into this dimension and vice versa, right?
Yeah, I really liked the Cloverfield Paradox as well. It was a decent movie. I don't care what people say.
Which would explain why, like, if you were to believe it, people like Michael would be from this dimension, right? Or, like, people like myself and Vinny, who remember other things in specific ways, were from Dimension A, this being Dimension B.
If I may,
have you guys ever seen Everything Everywhere All at Once? I'm kind of more like on that plane.
Have seen that movie. Yeah.
I operate in multiple planes at once.
There is a theory of trans-dimensional shared consciousness where since we pretty much all know that the multiverse is a real thing.
I can believe in. It's a mind-blowing concept to think that there's a reality for every minor decision that every person makes.
Yeah. But so the theory is that, like, when one form of the consciousness slips loose the mortal coil on one dimension, it's information is kind of like smacked into the next one. So you never truly die.
We're just downloading our consciousness from one reality to the next.
Which is why things like deja vu happen. And why something like the Mandela effect would take place.
I've actually heard a much more reasonable explanation for why deja vu happens.
Hmm.
The sensory receptors, like our eyes and ears, a lot of that information is passed through the portion of our mind where memory is to be stored. So people will see a thing, think they've already seen it, while it's being processed to be stored.
Have you ever had it happen to you?
Constant.
All the fucking time, right?
Constant.
Yeah.
But this one time, I met up with this chick and her friends in the building. We were going up the stairs, and I saw a black cat go by the door. And I said, whoa.
Oh, boy.
And she said, what? And I go,
I know.
She said, deja vu. And then she freaked out, and there's this whole little thing.
But in this reality, did you know Kung Fu?
Obviously.
I mean, he studies JCVD, so yeah. Like.
Oh, yeah.
At least karate, not Kung Fu.
True.
Hey.
So, but like, have you ever had it to the point where you realize the situation's happening, you're pretty sure you've been through it before, and you can almost choreograph what is going to happen next? Because I've had that happen.
That happened to me maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's about to say something now, and then that happens over there.
Yeah, I would say that happens to me probably once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that's interdimensional bleeding or the fact that life is painfully repetitive and sometimes things happen at the same time?
So I've explained that you guys think it's weird, too, that when I think of a memory, I see it in almost diorama form.
That's just a structural a way your mind processes information. I'd say that as when you walk into a room, let's say, your mind processes what's in there, what happens in there, like the structures, the fucking TV, the books and stuff, in a three-dimensional way. So that when you try to, your mind relives that moment, you're looking at it like a three-dimensional image.
Yeah, I don't see it.
A flat image.
But I don't see from first person, I see from a third person.
Yeah, like I'm saying, your mind has mapped the room, so now when you're thinking of that memory, you can pull out, like you're looking at a 3D, like something you created in a computer.
Okay.
Your mind can pull out and look at it from different angles.
I've brought it up before, and both of you have told me I was fucking crazy.
Well, I don't know about that, but I can't relate.
Yeah. There's a way to rationalize that as the way your mind working in a specific way.
Yeah, I am a believer that of the transdimensional consciousness.
You know, I believe in some psychic phenomena.
Yeah,
I've said many times I'm a useless psychic, but no, I do believe I have some extrasensory perception, and I do believe in. I am constantly having odd coincidences where I will be looking at something on my phone, like I'll just turn and look at it, and the word I see on the phone, or the word I'm looking at anywhere, someone else says at the exact same time.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But I believe in it. I believe in the Mandela effect, because I'm sure through some of these examples, I will fight a motherfucker about a certain thing.
We're going to go through them?
Oh, yeah, we're going to go through them.
All right, before we go through them, I will say about like the extrasensory stuff, I think part of that has to do with like our brain and our bodies kind of overcompensating for deficiencies we had like in childhood. Because for example, like I would say I have the ability, like my vision is horrible, right? But I have the ability to, if it's a person I've seen before, recall a person in a crowd based on, like, obviously not a person I've seen once, but if it's like a person I've met and conversed with, I can pick that person out successfully in a crowd based on the way they walk and their mannerisms from a distance. But my actual vision is horrible. So it's like my brain processes a person not by like the details of their face, but by the shape of their body and the way their body moves.
That makes perfect sense to me. That's almost like if you were to go blind, you would get an altered version of sonar, essentially. Your hearing would work in a different way. You'd be able to process stuff. So yeah, I see that. Like, you have to try, your mind has to try and process stuff. So you would be looking for their gait, their size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes total sense to me.
Because like when we're out, like we've been out places. Like, for example, Vin, I saw your mom at a festival once. We were out in Manahawkin, and I saw her out at a festival. From across the field, I saw her walking with another woman, and there was probably 50 people in between us. And I saw her, but because I've seen her so many times, I couldn't see her face. But based on the way she was walking, I saw my mom, and I was like, pretty sure that's Dawn. And my mom, being my mom, just yelled her name. Yeah. And I was right. I was right from, like, 150 feet away.
That's some FBI profiler shit.
Yeah, as well. I don't know. She may have.
You were at a festival. Coming,
so,
I mean, like,
yeah.
Law of averages dictates.
Right. If there's one constant in the Mandela effect universes, it's, yeah, probably.
Yeah, most likely. Magic 8 Ball says science point to yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We've already discussed Nelson Mandela's death. Oops, I did it again headset. One of the latest Mandela effects has to do with Britney Spears' famous music video. Many can distinctly remember Britney wearing a microphone headset in the video. Her doll was even sold with one. However, after rewatching it, it's clear she never wore it in the video. So how do we all have a clear image of this?
No idea.
We all don't. That's some people. They give the reasoning right there.
Yeah.
They made a doll, and the doll had the headset because that's the way she was when she was performing it on stage, and transposition occurred.
Sure.
This is for Oops, I Did It Again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had a different Britney one.
Toxic.
I didn't hear this one.
Okay. If I don't bring up Britney again, say it.
So are we voting? Like, who remembers it that way?
I mean, yeah. I don't think
anyone. Who remembers her with a microphone?
In the video?
No.
I don't.
Yeah, that's one.
No.
Not for the whole video, though. I remember her with a portion of it.
No.
No, she was in the cat outfit. And she talked about Jack and the Titanic and told the guy she's not into him.
This one, I think, is very easy to dispel. Some people believe their Jif peanut butter was called Jiffy peanut butter.
No.
I think
it's Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, see, I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah. Jiffy Lube. There's plenty of Jiffy things.
Uh-huh. Or if it was next to its competitor, Skippy, I can understand looking at it. Sure.
Second time in transposition.
Correct. A lot of it is explained easily. There are some, but we'll get to.
I know which one you're sticking on.
Looney Tunes, T-U-N-E-S, not Tunes, T-O-O-N-S.
Tunes like the music.
Yeah. I'm indifferent on this one because I don't think I ever actually fully read it. I go, oh, Looney Tunes.
I'm with Vinny on this one. It's one of those things you just see, and the shape of the image, you know.
Yeah.
You can peripheral vision, be like, oh, it's Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I can totally get the wool pulled over my eyes on this one easily. You could have been either way.
I think most people processed it as T-O-O-N-S because it's cartoons.
And also Roger Rabbit, Toontown. Everybody was
doing
Toons.
Yes. Anybody of our generation, also Tiny Toons, wasn't spelled T-U-N-E-S. However, Looney Tunes was a play on Merry Melodies, which was the Disney property. Merry Melodies, Looney Tunes. See how that works?
You're thinking of Silly Symphonies.
That's it.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Berenstain Bears didn't exist. Apparently, it's always been Berenstain. S-T-A-I-N.
This is a Jewish plot to make them less Jewish.
Yeah.
They use their space bear lasers to fry off the Stein on every book cover.
All right. This is the one. This is one of the ones that I'll fight. I remember when the cartoon was very popular in the late 80s.
Yes.
McDonald's put out, and Happy Meals, you get one of the little bears and a book. Uh-huh. I know that book is spelled S-T-E-I-N.
And they said, oh, the Bernstein Bears.
Uh-huh.
That's the way show. They said it in the cartoon, in the, right. in the commercial.
Yet every version of it
is But again, same. You're going to say it's false to you, because if the theory is correct, that you are originally from this dimension, it's always been that way to you. We're going to
allegedly
look,
your situation for you.
You're suspect.
We're going to look crazy when we're like, that's not how it was.
This is Looney Tunes for me again. I never paid close enough attention, so I just take it at face value that the millions and millions of books that are from that time have it written Stain.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember EIN, but I feel like the way people said it is what influenced my memory.
Yeah, I didn't read.
Yo, did you get him? Did he get you?
Oh, he almost did.
You're still trying to swallow it, aren't you? Nobody should say anything funny right now.
This fucking close. This close.
Bernstein Bears. No Stain. That's so fucked. That's so dumb.
I'm trying to find the Happy Meal commercial.
Next up, Curious George's tail. Apparently, George has never had a tail.
He's never had a tail.
He's never had a tail. As far as I remember, never had a tail. George has never had a tail.
This is another one for me. I figured he's a monkey. He's got to have a tail. But again, I didn't read.
I think he's a chimp.
Yeah.
Chimps don't have tails.
They do not.
They call him the curious little monkey, but I'm pretty sure he's a chimp because people are ignorant and they think monkeys and chimps are the same thing.
Racist. Sex and the City. Some people remember it as Sex in the City.
Oh, this falls under the I don't give a rat's ass category.
Yeah, this falls under...
I think it has to do with the way people said it.
Yeah.
Again.
It's very similar sounding.
Hey, Joe, you're muted.
Back to what you said about the Bernstein Bears. I just watched the McDonald's commercial, and they actually did say it right. They did say the Bernstein Bears.
Joe, that's because we're in the different universe.
Joe, you know what, dude? You could have easily not even looked it up, and you could have stayed on our team. But what'd you do?
Joe.
I remember the commercial. I had to verify.
Your universe's commercial.
Febreze.
Okay.
F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
No, there's two E's.
That's right. There should be two E's.
I don't remember. I figured it was going to be F-A-B. Like, that was what people were hung up on. Like, fabulous breeze. But I don't... that's another one I never paid close enough attention to.
Wait, which one are they saying is the right way?
The correct way is B-R-E-Z-E.
No.
Brez?
I know, right? There's always been two E's, but apparently not.
Oh, shit.
That's weird.
Oscar Mayer.
Uh-huh. Plural? Is it like people thought it was plural?
No, it's M-A-Y-E-R or M-E-Y-E-R. Right?
Yes.
I think it's W-E-I-N-E-R.
O-S-C-A-R.
D-O-N-G.
He has a second name. It's M.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Yeah.
But Joe remembers M-E-Y-E-R, don't you, Joe? Because that's the way it plays in my head, too.
But he just sang the song and held up at M-A-Y-E-R.
I did. I had to think about that now.
Yeah. Because the human mind is extremely fallible, and we're... completely dumb.
You're a towel.
Started.
Yeah. We're easily coerced. That's the words I was looking for.
Fruit. Except Joe.
Oscar Mayer was
you'll
never
look
my favorite hot dog anyway.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit What's off about this one?
Fruit or Froot?
Oh.
Oh, there's two with this one.
Okay.
I think it's Foo.
It is double O, but some remember it being fruit, as in Fruit.
I'm convinced it was always two O's, just so they can get away with saying, no, we're not actually giving you fruit.
Yes. No. Just like fruit brute was never spelled Fruit, it was spelled Frute.
And I also remember the box having two colors as the fruit O's and two colors as the loops O's.
That is correct.
Well, that's something that could change. Like, they're not going to change spelling from year to year, but they could change the way it's designed. Like, sometimes there'll be fruit in there, sometimes it'll just be written. That shit changes all the time.
Vinny, you said you have a second Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops or Fruit Looms?
Fruit Loops.
Okay, never mind then. It's probably on the list.
The Monopoly Man and his monocle.
Yeah, bullshit, dude.
But he never had one?
Have the monocle.
He is
no, not, that's Mr. Peanut.
He's never had the monocle. Right. Mr. Peanut did have the monocle.
Yeah.
And also, we think about Ace Ventura when nature calls.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
You must be the Monopoly guy.
I mean, right now, Britney Spears' microphone and the Monopoly guy's monocle are the only two that, like, I feel pretty strongly about.
Pikachu's tail.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yep. Yes.
Pikachu, as far as I remember, Pikachu always had the black tip on his tail.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Wasn't there a different one that had the black tip? That's what people are conflating?
No.
Marill, maybe?
Yeah. Apparently, Pikachu has never had the black tip on his tail.
And what's his evolution? Does his evolution have a black
tip? Raichu.
Raichu is not, no. Okay. He has a skinnier tail with a lightning bolt on the end.
Yeah, this is one of the ones where I'm convinced I'll fight someone on this hill. He had a black tip.
Yeah, he did.
Sure you're not just thinking of some, like, no. Cheap Jack back alley version?
Nope, Chibukimon?
Yeah. Pac-O-Mon?
No, because in the movie, Pokemon movie, where they fought Mewtwo, in the beginning of that, there's a Pokemon battle with Pikachu. And he uses the move Iron Tail. And I very specifically remember that black tip of his tail gets kind of like engulfed in some kind of energy. And he spins and whacks the Pokemon in the head with Iron Tail.
Sure it didn't just look black because they charged energy around it and they made it black to stand out more?
No, the energy is not black.
No, the energy would be like white lightning, but they'd make the tail black so it didn't just blend in with the lightning.
Nah.
Okay. I have no fight in this one. I'm just trying to solve it.
You asked me and I answered. No.
Not that big of a Pokemon guy.
Neither am I.
The hyphen in Kit Kat.
In what?
The candy Kit Kat.
Are they stacked on top of each other?
No, they're not, actually.
Hmm. There is a hyphen, right?
There's not a hyphen.
The last time I had a Kit Kat was at your house.
What decade?
We had the weird lemon one that was in James's box.
Yeah.
Lemon pardon? Oh, okay, that one.
Yeah, though.
Yeah.
Don't talk about James's box.
Seriously.
It's his Tokyo box.
Dude, that was probably one of the best, like the weirdest flavor, but really good. Right? So good.
Next month's box that's coming, he doesn't know it yet. I'm pretty excited. It's a ninja box.
Ooh.
So there's going to be ninja treats.
I know
there is a candy-filled katana in it.
Cool. No,
pretty cool.
How much fish stuff? And
orange chocolate Kit Kats.
Mm. I would enjoy that flavor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, next up, the Fruit of the Loom logo.
Yeah, this is the one I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
We need some macaroons for this.
No cornucopia.
Where I come from, that motherfucker had a cornucopia. It always had a cornucopia. I don't want to hear anything else said from anybody's mouth.
I vaguely remember
something. I've had Fruit of the Loom underwear from, like, the time I was potty trained till, like, recently when I switched to Pair of Thieves. Cheap plug for you. And all through my childhood, I remember that fucking cornucopia and those fruits. I know Vinny's with me.
Fuck yeah.
I'm trying to remember, like, what would be in our brain with the cornucopia?
Sure, when you tried saying some bullshit about leaves, brown leaves, I know what a fucking cornucopia is and I know what leaves are. Don't try to woman-splain it to me.
I don't remember the cornucopia.
Like, I don't remember the cornucopia, but...
Because you're from here.
I'm trying to, like, think of what our brains would have...
Wait, no, you said he's from there because he remembers Berenstain. So are you all from different dimensions?
It's very possible. It's very possible that that's because it is.
Get out of my fucking world then. I don't like interdimensional creatures.
I saw a funny X-Men reel today. X-Men save, like, you know, people from a burning building. They have a plane crash and, like, save a bus full of kids. I'm like, oh, wow. These people are fucking freaks. Get them out of here.
It's true.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its or Cheez-Its?
I mean, I think this is the same. I think this is a grammar thing.
I don't remember.
Never ate them really, so I don't know.
Me either.
Because I don't... No one's ever said, yeah, let me get a box of Cheez-It. Right. It's just one.
Right.
Yeah.
You speak of them in plural.
Yeah.
Was the pluralization the issue, or not where the Z lies?
Well, they're saying that there's two... They say, from that dimension, there's two Zs. There's a Z in the cheese and a Z at the end of it. So making it Cheez-Its. From this current dimension sense. We're all in is Cheez-It.
Wait a
minute. Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its. No. No.
But Kyle's right, because it's very odd to call a box of something a singular.
I'm going to have some Dorito.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. No.
I want some Frito.
I have used the phrase, let's cheese it.
Mm-hmm.
Double stuffed Oreos. Two Fs or one F?
Two Fs.
It's double stuff. You have double the Fs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the way you all remember it. Because it's single. It's a single F.
Yeah.
Double stoof.
I'm convinced this is a China psyop. How about that? A lot of this stuff is just grammatical errors in English.
I'm convinced people are convinced they have good memories.
All right.
I know I don't. Never have.
C-3PO.
I know I don't.
And his silver leg.
Which one?
Are they asking which leg it was?
No. There's many that believe 3PO doesn't have a silver leg.
Okay, then they're fucking out of their mind.
Okay.
That was a highlight of the character.
Yes. Now.
He does have a silver leg.
It was prequel trilogy, right?
No, that was always.
Yeah.
In defense, some of these people might be affected by chromatic issues with their eyes. Because you can tell me he's got a silver leg. It all looks the same fucking color to me.
Well,
yeah, colorblind is good.
So,
we gotta get you those glasses or something.
The toy was all gold. The cartoon was all gold. But the movie, from the knee down, was silver.
Yeah, see.
There you go, that explains it. It was the toy. That ruined my memory.
What color was the penis?
Like, third leg.
Third leg.
No, that's R2.
I'm going to go with copper or bronze.
Platinum. Want that platinum peen?
I'll skip that one.
That one will skip. Trying so hard to talk like Mr. Goodwill.
All right. This one I remember. Ed McMahon and Publishers Clearinghouse. Mm-hmm. Ed McMahon handing families everywhere giant checks, but really, McMahon was never a spokesperson for the company.
Oh, God.
Wait, yeah. What's...
I remember Ed McMahon and talking about fucking Publishers Clearinghouse.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I mean, I never saw him hand the checks to people, but he would do the commercials.
Right, I thought never I remember did. Him doing the commercials.
Never fucking happened.
Who are they saying did commercials?
Google.
It says it was just
or
wasn't.
YouTube. What
they don't. It? They don't specify who did it. They're saying it never fucking happened.
Someone just farted.
Yeah. That awkward moment when Mike realizes this isn't his universe after all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? I call bullshit because I'm literally looking at a Publisher's Clearinghouse. Wait.
No. Time see.
Out.
See.
Time out.
1984.
See.
There's Ed McMahon. Right there.
I can't contribute to this one because I can't in my mind remember what Ed McMahon even looks like.
Vin needs to pause here for a second. Did someone fart?
Who did that?
I made a weird noise.
It sounded like he just rumbled out some diffuse.
I think it was like a...
And then oh. I'm like, oh, shit, that's like... You know, unhold to the mic right there.
You know, this actual commercial says Publishers Clearinghouse, but it's not. It's American Family
Publishers.
Is Ed McMahon.
But okay. I vividly remember him being like, Publishers Clearinghouse.
Well, welcome to the world.
This is odd. I'm not going to deny this one. Odd. But I have been the first
American
person to
say
people's memories are horrendous, so I could just have a bad... No, I have a bad memory. 25 years of chemical abuse did something.
Yeah, it made you slip dimensions, bro.
Yeah.
Not good
25 years of chemical abuse messed up one out of 54 things on this list.
Mm-hmm. It's all of my
so
comic
far.
Knowledge is accurate.
So he did a commercial... to something very similar to Publishers Clearinghouse, but we all related it to the same exact thing as Publishers Clearinghouse.
We remember Ed McMahon in Publishers Clearinghouse.
Hashtag never forget.
In the movie Casablanca, the line, play it again, Sam, is never said.
It is never said.
What is said
by... Sam Player song.
Ah, you're wrong.
Play it again, Sam.
No, you're also wrong.
He just said that wasn't said, Joe.
Yeah.
That's literally what this number is.
I think he just says play it, right? I watched the video on today.
Ingrid Bergman's character says, play it once, Sam, for old time's sake.
Yeah. That's a classic people fucking up the
line.
Because there are plenty of people who think it's Luke, I am your father. But that's not the line.
That is the fucking line. No, that's the fucking line. I don't live in your fucking crazy universe.
That's the line from Tommy Boy.
I don't give a shit.
It was never the line.
You're crossing the line.
No, because the sequence of events is, no, he told me enough. He told me you killed my father. No, I am your father. Always has been, always will be. I shall not be challenged on my Star Wars knowledge.
I challenge it.
Well, then you lost.
Search your feelings. You know this to be true. That's impossible.
Do you guys remember when you first saw that? I remember my dad was like seething out the mouth because he's like, he's going to get his mind blown right now. And I was like, what?
That movie was so good.
So good.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Nope.
Mommy!
Nope.
You're gonna need
you're
a
gonna
bigger
Noah.
Boat.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Noah said that to
that's a good one.
Steve Carell.
I watched this like the other day.
Yeah. This one. This one fucks me up. Mainly because I am colorblind. But Chartreuse.
Mm-hmm. What about chartreuse?
Is it a magenta pink color? Or is it a shade of green?
Okay, I don't even know. This is, now we're nitpicking.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's the pink color because I remember it being a turquoisey green color.
No,
you and didn't. I'm pretty sure I found this one out and that it's actually pink.
No, it's actually green.
I thought it was...
It's actually green?
Yes.
Never heard of her.
I don't remember.
I've heard the word chartreuse. Never in my life have I seen it next to the actual color.
No, because no, Crayola didn't have a crayon called chartreuse.
Megan says it's yellow green. That's what Megan says. Megan's always right.
I actually met a person who swore that the name of the color was chartreuse. So there's that.
Did they go to Berkeley?
Let me test my theory. What color is periwinkle?
Blue.
I can't even fucking answer this.
I would say purple.
It's like a pinkish.
Megan says no.
Okay, then we're all wrong.
It's like a purpley blue, right?
I see a grayish blue when I look at periwinkle.
It's a purpley blue.
So.
Mike's getting a second shot right here.
No, that was my question. I wanted all of us to have the wrong answer so I can prove that no one actually knows what color periwinkle is. But you all surprised me. You were accurate because the internet says, yeah, it's kind of a light, kind of a pastel purple.
Life is like a box of chocolate.
Yeah, I saw this one too on the video. This bitch would say that the mother never said that, right?
No, what they're saying is life was like a box of chocolates.
No.
People think.
Let me tell you something, dude. Forrest Gump was a simple man in the South. No one knows what he said half the time. No one listened to him. Like a box of chocolates. Do you know what I just said right there? Is or was? You don't know. Is it a Southern accent?
I barely understood you saying chocolates.
There you go.
It's weird.
Wait, they're saying it. They're saying the correct way is was?
Yes, which contextually.
Yeah, fuck you. That's not right.
It doesn't make sense in like.
Not even a little. Really? Contextually, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, in a conversation, it doesn't make sense.
My mama came back to me as a ghost and said, life was like a box of chocolates, even though they have what kind of chocolates they are on the lid.
Yeah.
She had a close relationship with all the teachers, too. She knows how to say words and sentences correctly.
The universe is getting mad because they, like, keep booting me from this list of shit.
Oh, they don't want you to know. They...
Oh no, do we have to cut it short?
Oh no!
Yeah, I literally just watched a clip. Life was like a box of chocolates.
No, you didn't, Joe. That's not a thing.
I'm literally watching a clip right now.
It's from this universe, Joe. Fuck.
Who else is here? The first comment. Who else is here from the Mandela Effect?
Yeah.
This is the first comment.
Yep. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
No.
Magic mirror.
Never said that. Yes.
Yeah.
Magic mirror.
Again, all of these movie lines are people thinking they heard something and repeating it over and over and over again.
Right. Well, it doesn't help that there was a movie called Mirror, Mirror.
And also, probably,
the old lore that the movies are derived from, they do say mirror, mirror.
Yes, other things have said mirror, mirror, but no way it was magic.
Farquaad did. Yeah, Disney actually made the mistake, so maybe they're behind it. I wouldn't doubt it.
Just like they're trying to fuck around with Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because they're woke? Is that the problem?
Maybe.
Fuck.
It seems like it. They're trying to change words.
Woke Disney. Woke mirror on the wall. Who's the wokest of them all?
The next director of Star Wars, of course.
Fucking Kathleen Kennedy, that's who.
Is that the lady? I thought they would have fired the one lady, but the one lady's like, oh yeah, I really want to focus on the love story between this and that, and I'm just like, she needs to be fired right away. Because
somebody else watched that South Park episode.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Lame and gay.
Make her a woman and make her gay.
Yeah. I've seen all the clips. I don't see, I think I saw the episode.
When Cartman goes into the alternate reality and everybody's a woman of ethnicity is fucking hilarious.
All right.
Undefeated.
Next one. Run, you fools, from Lord of the Rings.
Fly.
Yeah, it's fly.
That's what they
say. It says run.
I don't.
Run, you fools.
Fly, you fools. It's fly.
Alright, well, square up.
Because there's a whole theory about the fact that that was him trying to tell them to take the eagles to Mordor.
Hello, Clarice.
Never says it.
No, never said it.
He says good morning.
Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey said it in Cable Guy.
That's yeah. Where everybody remembers
him. Again.
This one, okay? This one blows my fucking mind. Okay. We all think of Freddie Mercury belting out of the world at the end of We Are the Champions. However.
Yes.
However.
Oh, I know.
They say.
I heard it on the radio once.
They say it never fucking happened.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio once. It blew my mind.
No, I know why. Because from Revenge of the Nerds, the weird chorusy. We Are the Champions at the end says of the world. But the what? That's where we all know it from. What?
No, bitch.
From what movie?
Revenge of the Nerds. At the end. When they're doing the We Are the Champions. And they do like the weird chorusy version that's not the Queen version. They say of the world.
I find it hard that one movie would influence.
Yeah, I know that I've heard that fucking song. And at the end, he's like, "Oh, the world!"
Hold on.
But he says it in between, like somewhere in the middle, right? Because that chorus isn't just at the end.
We Are the Champions, Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, here. I will pull up the lyrics for We Are the Champions.
Do it.
Champions lyrics. Yes, I want to stay signed in. Fuck off. That's weird. If you pull up the lyrics, they have it at the end of both choruses.
Yep. Revenge of the Nerds. Of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's a radio edit that doesn't have it in there.
No. If you go on right now to fucking play it anywhere. And bring the song to the end. They won't. It doesn't fucking happen.
I'm sharing this with the group.
Sinbad never played a genie, so they fucking say.
Can we get past this one finally?
No, I remember this fucking movie.
I always thought he did play a genie.
Right?
I know Shaq played one, but I swear Sinbad did play
That's
one.
What I'm
I can
saying.
See him wearing the fucking
was
headpiece.
Was it a commercial or something where he was...
Well, no, like 4 years ago they made a spoof where he did it.
No, yeah. Even before that, when I first heard of this.
They made a spoof with all the details people have been giving for years of the movie they remember seeing him in. I remember him in it. And I remember him. It wasn't the same kid as the Shaq one.
Kazam.
Right. This was, I think this one was like a brother and sister. And he was there like fucking genie.
You know, I see him in like the baggy pants, and I see him rocking a turban and like a vest. Being all Sinbad-like. I blame Oprah.
Okay, I just heard at about, because We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions are always put together as one, And if you look at it on YouTube, at the 4 minute and 30 second mark, he does the "We Are the Champions of the World." So it does get said once in the song.
Yeah, but they're
saying at the end.
The end of the song is, "We are the champions." There's the pause, and then he goes, "Of the world."
And maybe he did it live like that. I think that's another case where people would, because that's a very singable song, and people would sing it with it. So they would probably tag it on maybe at the end.
I disagree. He totally said it. I blame China for that one.
Wow, they're doing a lot of work tonight, aren't they?
A lot of fucking work. It's everything. The English language, they're like, get rid of it.
All right, I'm finding the Live Aid clip.
Dude, every fucking list I go onto is fucking booting me.
I could bump one up if you want, Justin.
It's fine. We've gone through, I think, enough.
One more that I mentioned earlier.
Go ahead.
Britney Spears and Baby One More Time.
Yes.
Was she wearing a plaid skirt or a black skirt?
No clue.
Black skirt.
Because of Live Aid. Not in the original song, but in Live Aid, he ends it with "Of the World."
Yeah. It was a very popular version of it.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is, but...
yeah, black skirt.
Black skirt?
Yeah.
Mike doesn't care. Joseph, Britney Spears, black skirt, plaid skirt, Baby One More Time.
It didn't matter to me.
She's probably wearing a plaid shirt, black skirt.
Didn't matter. I'll take her either way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was a black skirt. I remember jerking off to that video.
Yeah, everyone does. I'm pretty sure it was black skirt too. But I guess the mandala for this one is some people believe she's to be wearing a plaid skirt.
If I really strain myself to try and visualize it, I think she was wearing a plaid shirt. Tied in the middle,
I think there's, a
white. I think she's wearing like a white top. Let me go back to Spank Bank. I think she's wearing a white top. She cropped it, blouse open a little bit, and she had a gray top over it.
Yeah.
Black skirt, high socks, Baby One More Time. Yeah, maybe, yes or yes.
Maybe the knee highs were plaid?
Oh, baby. No, they were black also.
Okay.
No big deal. I remember that one pretty good.
Okay,
yeah.
This one.
I blame two things. Overall, for the Mandela effect. China has a dam that slowed the Earth's rotation down a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a millisecond. And CERN. And that's my TED Talk.
It's very informative.
Yeah.
And like everything else, scapegoats China.
Of course.
All right.
China.
Well, that is the end of this exciting, well-informed episode of Tinfoil Hat Society.
Better.
Yeah. What's this dude's name, by the way, that says we're uninformed? What is it?
Pat will have to tell me his name after we do this.
Okay.
Thumbs up. As soon as he listens to the show, I'll get a random text. I'll probably be playing a video game or drawing.
Okay, let's call him Marcus. Marcus. Sup, dude? Pretty informed there, aren't we?
I think for the next episode of Tinfoil Hat Society, I'd like to dive into the black-eyed children phenomenon.
Oh, panda kids?
What?
I saw a test on that.
No, I just gave you the option of picking, and you picked Mandela Effect. Why don't you want to do the Black Eyed Kids?
What?
Are you telling me?
Yeah. You're the one who just responded. You were like, I thought we passed.
No, I thought we were picking the one topic we were going to talk about on the show for the rest of forever.
No.
Kyle, what's your problem, bro?
And Vin,
are you being like Marcus?
No, we're only going to talk about Mandela Effect forever. Like, every episode we do one thing, and we talk about it. And the show lasts 12 minutes every show.
Vin, what did you call them?
Panda kids?
I've never heard that used.
It's like
that sounds pretty racist.
No, it's not. It's
It's just a way to express yourself.
Yes, thank you, Michael. No, well, it might coincide with Black Eyed Kids because it's like a sex cult thing.
No, that's not a thing.
Everybody hated on him back in the day, but I was really into the music of Black Eyed Kids. I enjoyed it.
Was it Fergie in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know someone around here who had an encounter with the Black Eyed Children.
What the hell is a Black Eyed Children?
Let's save this for
That episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so confused.
You should be intrigued. Now do some research, because apparently we don't do enough.
Yeah, Marcus tells you research.
Yeah.
Kyle, bring it home, baby.
This is the most amount I've ever talked on this show.
I know. I think
I'm going to go ahead and research the Black Eyed Children, like, in the morning.
Yeah, don't do it at night.
Probably not before I go to sleep tonight.
And Angel, welcome, right?
Kyle, do your thing.
Hello.
All right, as always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on facebook.com/nerdities. Follow us on Twitter at Nerdities. Email us at nerdities@gmail.com. Check out nerdities.com.
While you're there, fuck you. Also, fuck you again. And then go over to tpublic.com, type in Nerdities, search, look at stuff that you've all said you wanted. Don't buy it, because you never do. And then go over to sinfulcreations.com and realize that it's better than Crumble, but you still won't buy anything anyway. So fuck you again.
Check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/nerdities. Mash that subscribe button, because you remember hitting that subscribe button. It's not some Mandela effect. And then bash that bell to get notified when new content is coming. There's a boatload of new content is coming, including the final installment of the Joe Trilogy. We have our Nerd ETs, our cooking show, and a special May the 4th show. Coming up, we have a feature film in the works. We have a holiday Christmas special. We have a Halloween special. We have some short films. There's going to be a lot. So check us out. And please give us a budget for this. Write to us at nerdies@gmail.com. Because we'll croon, we'll swoon, we'll talk about your business and or product.
Joe might swallow your babies for you if you donate.
It depends on how much.
Joe will eat your black-eyed kids. The opinions of Nerdy's crew are idiotic and poorly thought out, but don't worry, next week's will be far more insulting. Fuck you, bye-bye.
The truth is out there.
You know, we never, ever said fuck bye. Never once. And I never,
dude, we have a fuck bye t-shirt.
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah. It never happened.
Yeah.
Kyle, your new phone's audio sounds great, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it really sounds good.
The show and might I say, you look stunning.
The show in general tonight sounds great.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.